Welcome to the show. Oh my goodness, do we got a good one for you? Yes, we were. It's been a hell of a decade here this last year's been. And I've got someone that's going to talk to us about it. Former congressman, big talking head guy, fellow recovering former Republican, now on the left, just like me, your friend and mine, Joe Walsh, dude.
Hi, Mark. Been too damn long.
Yes, dude. I know. We've exchanged texts and all that, and it's like I gotta get him on, cause like this sucks. I don't even know where to start. You know, I guess we'll start here. You had a live stream today, and I really want everyone, if you want to get a good handle on what's going on and listen to someone that makes sense, where would they find you to do that? You do these videos every morning. I see them on, I get Twitter notifications.
Oh, yeah, the podcast, The Daily Show.
Yes.
Social Contract with Joe Walsh. That's
it. Yes. It's fantastic. Called Social Contract with Joe Walsh. Really watch it. But today...
It sucked. Today's show sucked.
Well, it didn't. I don't think it did, because, you know, I can't say everything that you said without, you know, getting bleeped, but you said, meet the bleeping moment to Democrats.
I walked out of the studio, Mark. It's a 30-minute show. I left after like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm so pissed off. Look, what do you say? Okay, here's what you say. Donald Trump is everything our founders feared. We're a year into his presidency. He's doing everything he told us he would do. Nobody should be effing surprised. I'm a new Democrat 7 months, and my new party still doesn't seem to get it. Yeah. Meet the moment. He's got masked thugs on our streets right now, terrorizing and shooting Americans. I'm sorry, Democrats. Fight against that.
Yeah. Well, and what I think is so hypocritical, we were in the Republican Party at the same time, and what the Republicans are doing right now is they are everything that we would talk about being against. Oh, we're standing guard against a tyrannical government. Like, bro, we used to talk about this at our events, at our Lincoln dinners and all that stuff. We're going to stand against tyranny. You guys are the tyrannical government. Where are they?
Mark, remember back in the day, you and I would scream about jackbooted thugs.
Yeah.
Jack.
Yes.
Thugs.
Yes.
Now, when I screamed about that back in my Tea Party days, I meant it. And what I meant was federal agents, masked or unmasked, on our streets, engaged in law enforcement against regular Americans. It's something we Tea Partiers feared.
Yeah.
And now, because the Tea Party became MAGA, they embrace it.
Then it's fine. Where's Sarah Palin? You know, where's all the Tea Party darlings that fought against this? And, you know, it's wild. Yesterday, you said fascism is here. And I mean, like, talk about that for a second. Where did that come from? I mean, I know where it came from.
I do a lot of TV. And I was on CNN recently, and somebody with me said, you know, if we don't sort of get things together, you know, fascism could get here. Fascism is on the way. And Mark, it was all I could do not to jump out of my seat.
Yeah.
And I just very respectfully said, excuse me, sir, sorry, it's here. It's here right now. And I just went through the litany of what this guy in the White House is doing that perfectly matches a tyrant, a dictator, a fascist. What he's doing with ICE is just one aspect of it. He came out today and he mused out loud, why do we even need to have midterm elections? There's a reason why he's doing that. Wake up to this.
And in that musing, he talked about the Insurrection Act. And you talked about that today as well.
Hey, you and I, right? This we've always known. I don't know what you think.
I know what you think.
I think about Trump.
Oh, okay.
I've always thought Trump is a I got to watch.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
You're professional.
I've always believed, it's the old radio guy.
Yeah,
I've
yeah.
always believed Trump is an idiot.
Yes.
He's like, yep. he's like just a gut in reaction to stuff. All he cares about is himself.
Yes.
But the plan, his plan, he's always put out there, incite violence.
Yep.
He's going to incite violence and unrest. Once he can do that, then boom, Insurrection Act. Then once he can do that, boom, martial law. And then once he can do that, oh, we got to suspend elections. That's been his plan.
So because this morning, because that's exactly what you said. You said that what his path is. I was like, well, I want to walk down this path with you, Joe Walsh.
Yeah.
The path that he is talking about, the path that you suspect that he's going to go down, is to suspend the midterm elections. How does that happen?
I've always believed this is his plan. It's why he first put the military on the street last year. He's trying to get the American people used to seeing the military on our streets. Well, here, two things,
because he knows he's going to lose in the midterms. He knows he's going to get just his clock cleaned.
He knows he's going to get his clock clean. They've known that for a while. So what they are actively doing, and they've been doing for a year, is to try to cheat. He's put election deniers in the Homeland Security in charge of overseeing elections. He's put secretaries of state in charge in a number of states. They've changed the laws to let those partisan secretaries of state settle any election issues instead of the legislature. They're laying out a playbook to cheat, to try to impact the midterms. And don't forget, Mark, when he called Governor Abbott down in Texas last April and said, "Hey, Abbott, I need 5 more Republican seats." He started us on this road of mid-decade redistricting.
Yep.
That's cheating. If none of this works, his ultimate backup plan is he wants American streets burning, because then he believes he has the power to suspend the midterms. That's what he wants.
And, you know, to go back, I do think that Donald Trump is an idiot, and I've always said this, that he is a complete moron, and the real danger is what comes next, because you're going to have Donald Trump, but you're going to have Donald Trump polished, and you're going to have someone that can say the things that Donald Trump says, but do it in a way that can sell it without sounding like a complete moron. So I think that's dangerous too. But so suspending the midterms, that's the Insurrection Act, I think, was last done in like 92 with the LA riots. And he threatened to do it with George Floyd, never did. And like, how is that realistic?
Yeah, very. And by the way, again, Mark, it amazes me that 10 years into Trump and 5 years removed from January 6th, there are still people in America who lack the imagination to understand how low and bad Trump will get.
Yeah.
Like that's always been our failure, right? If you and I were sitting around having a beer 20 years ago, you and I never would have imagined that an American president would lose an election and not accept the result.
Right.
You would have thought I was smoking something. And then if I told you that guy who lost an election and refused to accept the result, he then committed crimes to try to overthrow an American election, you would have thrown me out of the bar. Right. You would have said, "No, that can't happen in America." That all of that happened. And because we couldn't believe it might happen, January 6th happened. Yep. So all I'm asking the American people to do is believe that the guy who tried to overthrow an election is fully capable of trying to prevent an election from happening. He has enormous power, and we don't have a Congress. I say this as a former congressman. It breaks my heart.
Yeah.
We only have 2 branches of government right now. So no one on that side will stop him. So very, very doable. And we have a court. We have a court system, a judiciary that's been slow to keep up with him. a Supreme Court that's been utterly disappointing in looking the other way as this guy accumulates more power.
Yeah, we're talking with Joe Walsh here. And you have these conversations, that's what you do. He's historically unpopular. Are the Republicans seeing the light a little bit? I know there was a guy that said, oh, if we invade Greenland, he's going to get impeached.
What? I wanted to scream, Don Bacon, my former colleague.
Yeah, 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 right.
Seriously, I think he said, oh, if Trump invades Greenland, Mark, he said, Republicans are going to be really mad. Seriously? After 10 years of him and about 700 opportunities to impeach him.
To be really mad.
So forget about that. None of that's going to happen.
Okay.
I do a lot of foreign media, and they're always asking me, Mark, like, why won't anybody stop him? Half of the country is gone, and my former political party is gone, and we don't have a Congress. I don't think people fully realize that. So he's on his own, and he's got Trump's an idiot. He's not a true believer in anything but Trump,
right.
But he has smart people around him. Stephen Miller, J.D. Vance, what's his name? The budget guy who I used to work with.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The budget 2025 guy.
Yeah.
These guys have diabolical plans for America that they're carrying out.
And is there any segment of the Republican Party, not like elected officials because they're gone, but is there any segment of like the votership that would say, it's not cool?
Well, yes. That's why, Mark, like I think if we have a normal midterm election that Trump can't screw with or cancel, Republicans are going to get smacked.
Yeah,
they will lose the. It'll be like 2010 when I got elected. They'll lose the House overwhelmingly. And there's even a shot Democrats take the Senate. That will happen if the midterms aren't messed with. Because remember, Trump won in 24, and the people who voted for Trump were either his hardcore MAGA base or a bunch of people that I talked to who said, Joe, I know Trump's a bad guy, but I call them the butt voters. Yeah. But the Democrats suck. But the Democrats are too woke. But the border. But the price of eggs. These voters who are not MAGA, who voted for Trump, they're bailing on him. Because they don't like this. They don't want what's going on now.
Yeah, and it's interesting how, you know, and I honestly, I think that's something that works in our favor because of all of these promises that he made. Oh, you know, the price of eggs. And you got all these morons in Congress that are like taking selfies in front of a gas station and saying, look at the price of gas. It's like, okay, let's go literally anywhere else. Let's go to the meat aisle at a freaking grocery store. Why don't you go talk to your constituents that are farmers? Talk about their staffing that's been decimated. Talk about their soybeans because your stupid tariffs. We're talking with Joe Walsh here. We're going to continue the discussion. We're going to talk Minneapolis, Venezuela, Greenland, all the stuff with the man himself. Stick around here on the Rational Revolution. We'll be right back. You tell me.